So this would be the other way Saturn could kill you. The Death Star might shoot you with its laser. So be careful.
So the Death Star is real.
Yep.
And is
I mean, here's photographic evidence. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a science teacher.
I'm Cheryl, and I slept through science.
Each episode, we'll tackle a science question you may have learned in school, but can't quite remember or fully explain.
And I'll take the risk of asking the dumb questions so that we can all understand the science we slept through.
The bell has rung. Let's get started. Welcome to lesson 85. We are in our deadly solar system unit. Cheryl, are you still alive over there?
I mean, because I haven't actually visited any of these planets, I am.
Well, good for you.
I think we've determined that I should not visit any of these planets, as we're talking about the 1 million ways I could die in space. So,
yeah, there's quite a few. There's quite a few. Where are we in the solar system now? Do you remember?
We are in the gas planets.
Okay. Yep.
And we talked about Jupiter last week.
We did, which means?
Which means we're on Saturn, which I know because we have a list. And so the next one on our list.
Cheater.
I know. Otherwise, I might know because I know that Saturn's like also fairly big. So when you picture that like styrofoam model of the planets.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. Jupiter and Saturn are both kind of like iconic in their own way, like the storm on Jupiter and it being the biggest, mm-hmm. and then Saturn and the rings. So like,
right.
Super recognizable, super unique and everything. Yeah. I know about it from that, you know?
Okay. Well, this is a little off topic, Cheryl, but I kind of feel like, and maybe I should have done this at the beginning, but did you ever learn the mnemonic to learn the planets in order?
Okay, so you know what's really funny is on Monday when our episode came out, my sisters are both listeners and they were texting me that they were so surprised I didn't know the order because of the mnemonic. And they were like, you really didn't learn that? And I was like, maybe I learned it and I don't remember it. Because I slept through science. I mean, first of all.
True.
but then also it's like, I don't know, sometimes I remember the mnemonic still, but it probably also depends on like how often did my teacher repeat it? Or like, was I at an age where I was paying attention and going to remember that or not, you know? And now I'm trying to remember. So one of my sisters texted it to me. Hold on. And now I'm trying to remember it from her text on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Oh no, that was not in elementary school. That was this week. oh yes, because it was something about the last word was pizza, and then people changed the last word to being noodles because it was nine pizzas.
Right. Yep.
It was like my very, and it's gonna be an E word, energetic. Are you doing intelligent?
I'm pointing to my head. Yes, I am. Head. If I'm intelligent, an E word means that I am.
All I'm thinking of is eccentric, and now I want it to be eccentric.
Well, I'm that too, but that's fine. You could say eccentric. It would work.
Educated?
Yeah.
My very educated mother just.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to be an S word.
Yeah.
Served.
They're doing all these motions. Uh-huh.
Served us.
Uh-huh.
And then it used to be nine pizzas and now it's noodles.
Oh, I've never heard noodles. I use nachos.
Ooh, nachos is good too. Yeah. And I think she was saying that some people say energetic and some people say educated.
Sure.
And then maybe it depends on like what the food item is for, you know, what she is. Like, are you educated if you serve people nachos? Or is there people anything? I mean, you are educated and you like nachos, so I guess that works.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a fair assumption that people who are serving others are not educated either.
Fair. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of college students.
Well, and even you can be educated and not having gone to college too.
This is so true. That's very true. Yeah, Katie said energetic on her one. So okay. That's how she learned it.
Oh, so that's harder school. For you than if I was saying educated, which you hadn't heard.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reality is there's not like a right or a wrong one. It's whichever one you can remember. And that's the point. I've even had students before make up their own. And the reality is the funnier it is or
weirder,
the more inappropriate it is, the more likely you are to remember it.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there you go. But we're talking about serve right now.
Saturn.
We're talking about Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about Saturn, Cheryl?
Ryan, I know one thing about Saturn.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
That it has rings.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to know about Saturn.
Yes. And honestly, at this point, I mean, we've talked about so many ways that we can die in our solar system. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure now that we've talked about those things, I could list many of them and many of them would be true for Saturn.
Okay. Right?
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure a lot of them apply across multiple planets or just anywhere that's not like within our atmosphere here. But honestly, like, I just kind of want to know about those rings. Like,
okay.
So like, what are they made of?
Okay.
I've heard that there's like a number of them. Is there like defined rings? Cause I feel like there's like segments where you can see more space and more like density, but is it like a continuous piece of something? Is it a bunch of rocks? Is it kind of the same as like the asteroid belt, but like just they're all going around the planet because they're within its, you know, gravitational pull. But then like, why are they in this like lovely little line if they're doing that as opposed to just like having a bunch of moons or a bunch of just like space junk that's going around it? Yeah. And I guess if it is like not something solid that's all connected, then like why haven't they formed together like a moon? Is it because it can't because of the gravitational pull of Saturn? Or if it's something solid, what is it? Is it land? Could you walk on it? Could you, or is it like is it like the asteroids of my mind where you could jump from one to the other? Or is it the reality of asteroids, which is like if you're on a portion of Saturn's ring actually in person, you can't even see the next piece of it, but like us from so far away, it like registers as this continuous ring. How deep is it? How wide? Like,
what do you mean by deep?
From the opposite of the circumference, like the depth of it, like from further like away the from the thickness? Planet to closer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How thick is the ring? Are the rings? From the planet, if you're on Saturn, can you see them in the sky? Is it like outside of the atmosphere or in the atmosphere or somewhere in between? How weird would that be? Like, what if our planet just like had rings and we just like saw them? Would it look like a moon? Like, would they like reflect the sunlight kind of like how the moon would? I mean, I'm guessing the sun is way more dim on Saturn than it is here. But does it just look like a big like stripe, like a moon stripe in the sky if you're on Saturn, or do you not even see them? Yes. Well, like if you think about like the moon and the way that it reflects it, like would you see this giant like streak of light reflecting off of them? Do people vacation on them? Like the people who live on Saturn, do they have like a timeshare on the rings? You know, these are my questions.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know what these have to do with death other than if we were on Saturn, we would die because like, because gas planet, because lack of oxygen, because whatever atmosphere differences, because of freezing to death, right. Like all these things.
But you don't know about. What unique things about Saturn could yes. kill you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there are definitely some unique things about Saturn. So I think, Cheryl, if it's okay with you, instead of moving into the pre-assessment, I think we'll just call what you just did basically the pre-assessment of all of your great. Questions.
Yes,
does that work
that
for you?
Great. Yes.
I'm going to do my best to answer the questions that you have, but I have a feeling, Cheryl, that as I get more answers, you may have more questions, which is totally fine. So feel free to keep asking questions if you have them, okay?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
All right. I'm also going to show a lot of pictures.
Amazing.
Because
I'm excited about
Saturn
that.
Is beautiful, and we have had a number of opportunities to look at Saturn. As a matter of fact, most recently, the Cassini probe from NASA was in orbit around Saturn and like really, really close and got really, really great images.
Cool.
And I think you probably need to see a lot of those.
Yeah, I do. That's for sure.
So let's go ahead and just start right here with.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. You guys need to visit us on YouTube if you're just listening to the audio of this podcast, because this is so exciting. Those rings are beautiful. It looks like a
Aren't
record.
They pretty? It does look like a record, doesn't it? Yeah. Now, technically, right now, to describe for people who maybe can't see it, we are looking at a sort of zoomed in, a little less than half of the ring. So we can't actually see Saturn itself. But as you can see, it definitely curves around. And you asked, one of the things you asked was, is it one or are there multiple? Looking at this picture, how would you describe that?
Gosh, I'd definitely say multiple. And then it would be really hard for me to determine at what point would I count these different segments as different rings.
Yeah.
Because you could say there's like hundreds or thousands mm-hmm. by like all these different lines I'm seeing. Or you mm-hmm. could say like, well, there's like this really big middle section that still kind of like seems like it's one, even with a couple like spots in between it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it'd be hard to determine like, well, what counts as different ones, but I would definitely say rings, plural, not mm-hmm. one ring.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And there are designations, they're letters. So there's the A ring, the B ring, the C ring, the D ring, and all of those things that astronomers use. The tricky thing is they named them in the order that they discovered them, which is not necessarily the order that they go in.
Oh, no.
Either from outside to inside or inside to outside. That's actually
so
a pretty common.
Where's one of them then? Like, where does it go? Like A, B?
Okay, here's sort of a, this is not necessarily a photograph as much as a diagram.
Diagram. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if you look close to Saturn, these are sort of the main rings. That outer ring is considered the A ring. Then okay. that next kind of group of them is the B ring. And then there's the
that really
C and the D.
Big chunk looks like the yeah. B ring.
Yep, yeah, that's the B ring. But then there's okay. a lot of other faint rings. So there's a G ring out here beyond
wow.
those. There's this really thin F ring. Let's see if you can.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see it better this
yes.
way.
Yes.
Right? So it's a
also
thin
outer.
F ring. Yep. Yep. So the G ring is really, really
far out.
Kind of far and also kind of diffuse. And then there's the E ring, which is this super, super far out one.
Oh my gosh.
But it's also really
murky.
Diffuse. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of these we didn't know about initially. And so there's all of these different rings that make up Saturn's rings with a whole bunch of moons and a whole bunch of other things kind of in there as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
kind of coming
so
back
unique.
To this original image. So like the A ring is sort of this one here. And then mm-hmm. the B ring is this big, thick, and really, really bright one. Here.
Yeah, in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Which that then gets to the question of what are the rings made of? They're made of rocks and actually a lot of ice, like water ice, which is very, very reflective, which is partly why we can see the rings so well.
So it would be like a moon stripe in the sky if you were on Saturn.
It would kind of be like a moon stripe in the sky. And one of the other pictures that I have here somewhere, I think it's this one. Yeah. Now, this is not an actual photograph. This is an artist rendition. That thing that's kind of blowing up in the sky was the Cassini spacecraft, because after it was done, the Cassini probe, they intentionally, NASA intentionally had it burn up in the atmosphere of Saturn, because they didn't want to just let it potentially land on one of the moons, which we'll talk about the moons, which we haven't, you didn't really mention any of that, but I'm going to bring up the moons.
Okay.
Because there are a couple of moons of Saturn that potentially might have life, and we didn't want there to be a chance that we might contaminate them with something from Earth in case there really is life there. We'd want to be able to get the actual evidence.
So I'm really glad that explorers are considering like not bringing smallpox to the new world that they discover this time around.
This time around. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So it burned up. So this is an artist, again, rendition of it. But basically what you're looking at down at the bottom, that would be basically the surface, quote unquote, of Saturn's atmosphere. And then so you can see those rings. So yes, if you were just floating along in the surface of Saturn, you would see the rings very clearly in the sky.
You know what's so funny is like that is so wild and unique, like seeing all these like beautiful lines across the sky. But it, like if that was reality, if that's like that's the planet that you're on and that's just what it's like, it'd be so normal. It'd be like how we have a moon or we have stars. Yeah. And we just, that's stuff we see in the sky. But that's wild looking. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. A few other things to kind of show you here. So this is also a photograph. So sometimes, because just like the Earth is tilted on its axis, Saturn is as well. So as it goes around the sun, the angle that we see the rings at changes. So what you're looking at right here is that black line. That's the rings of Saturn that goes about in the middle. And so we're looking at it almost straight on. So you can see they're not very thick compared to the size of Saturn itself. That little kind of gray thing below the rings, that's one of its moons.
Nice.
The little dot up here, the little black dot, that is a shadow from one of its moons. And those black bands are the shadows from the rings of Saturn. So the sun is shining from a little bit farther below, but from our perspective, we're looking straight on to those rings. And so the sun's shining from below and it's casting a shadow of the rings onto the surface of the planet.
Oh my gosh. So if you lived on Saturn, you'd have like night one and then morning and then like night two and then
potentially
afternoon and then night
Would you
three.
Even call it night, or would you just call it like a ring eclipse, a ring eclipse? I don't know.
But like a daily potentially. Well, I don't know how it spins and how often these things happen. But this looks so incredibly different than like how we have like clouds go over the sun.
Right.
And then it's
the
sunlight is more diffused. This looks more like it would feel like nighttime or like an eclipse, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Like it looks like it's blacked out.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, oh, we have first morning and then we have a little bit more dark time and then we have second morning.
Yeah.
And that's when things really get going.
Yeah. And then if we want to do even more, have a look at this picture.
Is that a photo?
This is a photograph. Yeah.
That is so wild.
This is the Cassini spacecraft from behind Saturn from the perspective of the sun. So the sun is on the far side of Saturn. So that's why it looks lit up like that, is because the sunlight is shining through. And that's partly how we find some of these other fainter rings, is because when we're on the far side, which obviously Earth is never on the far side, right? But our probe could get on the far side and look back with the sun blocked by Saturn, eclipsed by Saturn. And so you can see all of these other rings. And one other thing that's really, really cool, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I can zoom into some of these little spots here. There's a moon.
Is that a moon?
That's a moon.
It's so cute.
Here's a moon. You can see the moon. You can even see like the dark side of the moon and the shadow coming from the moon.
How many moons are there?
Saturn has the most moons. It has over 160 moons, I think.
You know, honestly, okay, I'm not surprised because it has all this other crap that's like spinning around it. So then I guess it makes sense that there's like a lot of these big rocks that we call moons spinning around it.
There's one other thing that's really cool, Cheryl. This other little dot down here.
Okay.
That one right there. That's
that
the
Earth.
Yeah.
Hi, Earth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that cool?
Wow.
So from Saturn, Earth kind of looks like a star.
Yes.
Because of how far away
it is.
It
totally does. Yeah.
Yeah.
That photo is beautiful.
It really is.
It looks like an artist made it. Like it does not look like a photograph.
Yeah. It looks, it is very artistic. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you one other photo of Saturn, and then we're going to talk about some of its moons.
Okay.
The photo that I want to show you is one that I took.
Oh, you took that?
I took this photo of Saturn.
I can see the rings.
Uh-huh. So I have seen the rings of Saturn with my own eyes. Just a relatively normal telescope, you can actually see the rings of Saturn. And so this through a telescope. This is through a telescope. Obviously, it's not like with your regular eyes. But I took this picture of Saturn through the telescope with my cell phone. And you can very clearly see the rings.
100%.
Which is crazy.
Oh, yes. That's amazing that they are so prominent that you can see them from here.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I have another picture that I took that you can't really see the rings of Saturn, unfortunately, but I'm going to show you this picture as well.
Okay.
So this picture... I also took through the telescope. It did not turn out nearly as well as the other one.
No.
But this was during something called a conjunction. So Saturn is that weird oblong blob down here, sort of in the lower right. And in the center, that's Jupiter. And those three dots are three of Jupiter's moons.
You got the moons in that too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it looked better actually with your eyes, and you could see the rings and you can see a lot more.
Really?
Jupiter and Saturn were not this physically close to each other. It's just from our perspective that they looked like they were close to each other. But it was still pretty cool. So I wanted to share that too.
They weren't 2 inches from each other like it looks like in the picture.
They were not 2 inches from each other, no.
Okay.
No, they were millions of miles away from each other. So, you know, almost the same.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the other cool things about Saturn that we mentioned were its moons and the fact that, and I guess this is in a sense, this is like the opposite of death, I guess, but there's a possibility that there could be life on a few of Saturn's moons.
Wow.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yes.
One of them is called Enceladus. And I'm not quite sure what that little thing is, but this is...
What is that thing?
I'm not sure what that thing is.
It looks like a shrimp.
It does look like a shrimp. I'm not actually sure because I thought that this was a photograph, but maybe it's... not, but there is a photograph. If this isn't the photograph, there is one that's very similar where there's actually, this is the surface of Enceladus and there are plumes of material shooting out of it. And Cassini, again, that same probe went through those plumes and collected samples to figure out what they were. And Enceladus has water inside it. And so we think it's possible that inside this moon, there's a liquid water ocean. And if there's a liquid water ocean, there's a possibility that there is life inside that moon.
That's so cool. So we didn't want to crash our stuff into it.
We didn't want to crash our stuff into it.
Yeah.
And then there's this, which looks totally different. This is one of the other moons of Saturn called Titan. And this is not the actual color. This is false color. So it looks like very like almost like tan, yellow, almost orange, and then the really deep blues. But those spots where there's really deep blue is there are actually lakes, but they're not lakes of water because it is too cold. Those are lakes of methane. I don't know if you know what
I've heard of methane gas.
Yep. Methane is a gas under normal conditions here on Earth. It burns. It's very similar to like propane.
Okay.
Propane, methane, ethane, a lot of those are they're very, very similar to each other. And so it's a gas at normal temperatures here. It's a liquid at the temperatures there. And they actually have lakes. And there are some organisms here on Earth that kind of live in and around methane. So it's possible that maybe there's life there as well. We don't know that there is, but there could be.
That is so cool. And also, what are these white sections in this photo about?
Oh, yeah, the white sections are sections that the probe did not collect data from. Because it was going around it in multiple ways, and then they kind of compile like mosaic stuff.
That's why
together.
Some of them look blurry a little bit too. Like they have like a motion blur.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So would I not want to swim in those lakes then?
No. Mm-mm. That would be really cold. Yeah. No. You want a unique way to die? That would be one of them. Go swimming in one of those methane lakes. Because here, let me look real quick. The temperature of those lakes, Cheryl, is somewhere between -258 and -295 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's so cold.
So if you tried to swim in those lakes, you would freeze to death. Like,
and I'm
not just a little bit.
I would freeze like so fast.
Instantly, yes.
Like just like flash freeze.
Yeah, like all the water in your cells would instantly turn to ice. Yeah, it would not be a fun experience for you.
Well, unless it was so fast that it wasn't painful.
Sure, I still don't know that I would just define that as fun.
No, it's still not fun. Also, though, would methane hurt me just because I'm in methane? I mean, by that point, I'd be dead. But if I wasn't dead, like would swimming in liquid methane hurt me on its own?
No. Mm-mm. Methane isn't particularly reactive. It's not going to like, it's not like acid. It's not going to corrode your skin or anything like that.
It's just very cold because it's in liquid form.
Yeah. It's also flammable. So potentially, I mean, at that temperature, I don't think it would probably light on fire very well, but if you could, it would burn. You need oxygen.
So like my spaceship had some like flames coming off of it.
Yeah.
It could like catch a lake of methane on fire.
I mean, I'm going to guess, that the temperature is too cold to let that happen, but, you know.
It would just kill me by freezing me. Yeah. That's such a bummer because those lakes do look very appealing to, like, take a dip in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Now, I have one final image to show you, Cheryl, and this is my favorite moon in the entire solar system.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Okay. It's my favorite moon, and it's around Saturn. It's called Mimas, and it looks like this. Do you know why it's my favorite moon, Cheryl?
Because it looks like the Death Star?
Uh-huh. It has a crater in the side that looks like the dish of the Death Star.
Oh my gosh.
And that's really what it looks like. That is an actual photograph that you are looking at right now.
Yeah, it looks like the Death Star. This looks more like the Death Star than like how you like see shapes and clouds and you're like, oh, that cloud looks like an elephant.
Oh, yeah. No, this totally looks like the Death Star.
Like if you preface this by saying this is from Star Wars and this is like an image of them like as they were building the Death Star, I'd be like, yeah, checks out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so this would be the other way Saturn could kill you. The Death Star might shoot you with its laser. So be careful.
So the Death Star is real.
Yep.
And is
I mean, here's photographic evidence.
Yep. Yes.
And it's in orbit around Saturn. Mm-hmm.
Do you think, though, that then the Empire wants to shoot and destroy Saturn? Or do you think they want to destroy another planet in our solar system because they're like orbiting around Saturn, so they don't really want to mess with something that close?
I think they're hiding. Because here, okay, if we look back at this diagram that we had before,
yes,
here's Mimas right here, right on sort of the edge of the E-ring right there.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
So it's like, I think it's trying. Yeah, there it is right there.
Oh, and see,
there's, yep, there's Enceladus. That was one of the ones that we looked at. That was the one with all the plumes coming out of it. Right. And then Titan is like way the heck out there. It's way, way, way far away.
Yeah, there's an arrow for it.
Yeah. Titan. That way. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So they're probably not trying to destroy Saturn, though, because then they might be destroyed.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think they're trying to destroy Saturn. No, I think they're in hiding. They're trying to blend in with all the other moons that Saturn has.
With life on those moons.
Right. Like, yes. Obviously there's life inside the Death Star, obviously. So,
yes. You know, and there's like enemies on the other moons, but maybe like ultimately they're going to come get us.
They might. You never know.
They might zap us from there. Yeah.
They might. Yeah. All right, Cheryl, it's now time for your quiz. Are you ready?
I was going to make some joke about spinning, but I'm not very good with my puns. Like rings.
Oh.
Spinning around.
Yeah.
I'll get around to it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'm not a very punny person, so these are difficult.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Does Saturn have one ring or many rings?
Many rings. Some of them have been identified, and my guess is as time goes on, they're going to keep identifying just more and more and more, and then reclassify what consists of one ring or more than one, and then reclassify again, and all of a sudden it'll be like a whole new idea of how many rings it has.
You might be right. You might be right. What are the rings made of, and are the rings solid?
Mainly ice and rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'd say yes, that they are a solid.
Mm-hmm. But are they like a solid surface you could walk across?
I don't think so.
No.
No. But they're thick enough that we see them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, how thick are they? Would you say that they are really thick or thin?
Well, it depends on which way you're looking.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're looking like eye level with them,
mm-hmm,
then they're super thin. They're like a tiny little line compared to the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking at like the depth or like from the surface of the planet and out into space, they're super thick. Those outer rings are like so, so far away from the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. Which photograph of Saturn was your favorite and why?
Oh my gosh. The one with the sun in the back behind it. That was like, I would put that on my wall. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. I agree. That one is beautiful. And there's so many more that I haven't even showed you. Oh my gosh. There's so many great pictures. Okay. Where might there be life near Saturn?
On some of the moons, because there's liquid/even water.
Yeah.
And liquid/even water. So like there's stormtroopers
on one of them. Cheryl.
Probably.
That's no moon.
Oh boy.
I had to.
I know you did.
Also, I did a little bit more looking. Remember the picture of Enceladus, the moon that has all the plumes coming out of it, and we saw that little weird thing that looked like a shrimp, and I was like, that's odd. So that was not a photograph, because that it was in an animation that NASA had made, but of showing Cassini going through the plumes.
Oh, cool.
So that was supposed to be the Cassini spacecraft. This is an actual photograph.
Oh my gosh, that's so wild.
So, I mean, it still looks almost the same as that animation was.
Yes,
but it's
absolutely.
Still from the animation. But, like, this is the actual photograph, just for the
record. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they had that many up-close photos of a planet so far away. Like, I knew that they were checking out Mars and everything. And I knew that there's photographs, but I didn't know they were, like, amongst the planets. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We've sent, so Cassini was at Saturn. I want to say it was there for like 10 years. I'd have to look it up. And then Juno, the Juno spacecraft was at Jupiter. And I believe it's still there right now. So some of those really great pictures we looked at last week with Jupiter, some of those, not all of them, but some of them were taken by the Juno probe as well, up close. And yeah, which is pretty darn crazy.
Does it look like a shrimp? As well. Do most of them look like shrimps?
Oh, the actual probe?
Yeah. No, you have to know.
Well, I have to get your impression on it.
That's fair. It looked like a shrimp on a stick. A little shrimp kebab.
All right, you tell me. Got Cassini over there on the left, Juno over there on the right.
Well, Cassini looks a lot more like a shrimp than Juno does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, up close, it doesn't look anything like a shrimp. But I will say that I could see how I would think of that shape from far away. Like, it was in that other photo.
Yeah, it's kind of like it has its dish sort of sitting in from this perspective on the top. It's got a little arm that sticks out to the side. It's kind of big and bulbous going down, whereas Juno is kind of like almost like a Y
fan,
shape.
Ceiling fan.
Yeah, ceiling fan, with like three kind of blades sticking out all equidistant from each other.
Cassini's giving like one of the like side character robots from WALL-E, I would say.
Okay.
Like I wouldn't be surprised to see it amongst the bunch of fun little WALL-E robots.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go, Cheryl. You know all that you ever wanted to know and probably more about Saturn, its moons, and its rings.
So cool. I love it.
Good. But that's all the time that we have for our lesson today. So why don't you pack up your stuff and get ready for my closing remarks. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Slept Through Science or on Twitter at Slept Science.
If you have dumb science questions like I do, please send them to us. You can email us at islepttheirscience@gmail.com, or you can even send us a voice memo and we'll play it on the podcast.
Please rate and review our podcast to tell other people what you think about it. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode and share about our podcast on social media.
Thank you to Beth Reed Miller for the artwork. You can check out more of Beth's artwork at Beth Is Something. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.